Hello. I hope you're well. I am so happy to be chatting with you. Things are oh, things are crazy. I didn't think it would take this long to get back on the mic, so I'm feeling a little bit weird and out of practice, and so I'll probably edit this out. And my kids are also all around me, so that is always distracting to me. I feel like sometimes I need to wake up super early and podcast. I feel a little shy, I think. I don't know. I have to think more about that. Anyway, there are extra noises in the background, and I apologize in advance for that. I wanted to pop on and say hi. I want to keep this short. Hopefully, that will increase the likelihood that I'll edit it and get it up in time to share it with you all. I'm supposed to talk with my sponsor in about 20 minutes. I always kind of dread that, and I am always a little anxious right beforehand. Not quite sure why. She's lovely. It always makes me feel better at the end of it, but yeah. Anyway, so here I am. I wanted to chat. I hope you're well. For me, January's been a bit tough, I'll be honest. And now February feels rapid. January felt like it was 3 years long, and February feels like I'm gonna blink and it's over. And I'm not quite sure how to balance all that. This year, this new year is off to the races. It's, on the one hand, everything big picture is really lovely. The kids are healthy. I'm fine. Work is work. The small picture, it's just been really challenging. We've had terrible weather in the DC area. It feels like it's been gray for about 6 weeks. There's been snow, which in this area shuts school down for very long periods of time, even if it's not a lot of snow. And I've just been, longing for spring. I'm under a very big work deadline on top of a really challenging teaching semester. And I don't know, I feel like that gif of Kermit who's flailing his arms around. I feel like a Muppet flailing. I've told my kids multiple times, like, I'm about to have a temper tantrum. I'm gonna go put myself in a timeout. I just feel like work is really stressful. And then the pandemic level of stress this time around with the variant and the holidays, it just really took a lot out of me. So I feel like, the break, the holiday break was wonderful, but by the time we had to get the ship moving in the right direction again, there was no wind in the sails. So yeah, it's been a little bit, I just haven't felt like myself, been a little bit more depressed than normal. So for knitting, that has been, it showed up in my knitting. I've been making a lot of random objects that just aren't quite right. I think I made a bulky hat that I frogged and I'm now re-knitting. It just was a little too tight. I don't know. It just didn't work. And that felt a little frustrating. And, I'm working, my one thing that I've been working on, I'll keep this short because I'm all over the place. One thing I've been working on is really being kind to myself and realizing how much I actually get accomplished, even when I feel this way. When I feel this way, I tend to focus on what I don't achieve, that I'm not as far along as I had hoped I would be on, whatever project, whether it's household related or work related, or even just dealing with some stuff with the kids that, I've got to take care of. One of the things I did was, take a minute to review what, it started off as a list of things I haven't done in January that I didn't accomplish, but then I really allowed myself a few minutes to list all the things that I did accomplish, and that felt really great. And it made me realize that, slow and steady wins the race. And sometimes this is really just a, my anxiety, my stress, my trauma from living with the disease of alcoholism, makes me sometimes focus more negatively than positively on my day-to-day life. And so for me, I've been just trying to really keep that in mind, that I did get a lot accomplished. And I'm working on a color work vest. So I have actually achieved some knitting. It's just not tangible in that kind of short-term way that sometimes I feel like social media around crafting, lends itself to, which is like, look at this finished object and look how productive I am. So I've been working on this Fair Isle vest. I have set, I don't know, I don't want to say set an intention. I just feel like that's not really what I did. I just decided I wanted to learn Fair Isle or learn colorwork knitting. So I've been working on it forever. I feel like it's something that I haven't, you know, I've been knitting for a really long time and I just feel like my colorwork projects could use some practice. So that's what I've been kind of telling myself I'm going to do this year. So I cast on a colorwork Fair Isle vest. It's the Academic Vest by Skeindeer Knits. I bought yarn for it last, I don't know, maybe November. And found some colorwork yarn that's appropriate at my local creative resource center. So I had, you know, I did all the swatching. It felt so exciting. I cast it on. I mean, I did the swatch. I thought the gauge was right. And then I somehow ended up knitting the ribbing band, which is like 5 inches of ribbing on like size 2 US needles. I knitted it all and I was in the zone for knitting, but then it was just way too big. So the gauge lied. And so I had to kind of rework things using that new setup. And anyway, I'm now plugging along. So I have about 5 inches of the ribbing and about 5 inches of the color work. And it is challenging. It's slow and I don't go fast on color work knitting. And I want to make sure that I'm not knitting too tight. And so, and I also want to make sure that it's fitting. So I'm drying it on a lot. And like I said, it's just slow. It feels very dense. I don't know. I'm thinking of it as like a bulletproof vest. It's because I forgot about stranded knitting that it's stranded. Duh. But it means that it's kind of a heavy thing. And so it's very, it's, I don't know. This is a process knit. I'm not sure this is gonna work out. But I'm giving it a go. It has steeks involved, but I'm not there yet. So right now I'm just working on the color work and it's, you know, yarn management and like putting my own impatience at bay and really being okay with whatever the outcome is and whatever the timeline for it is. I think at most I can knit about 3 rows per night. You know, usually I have like a half hour or so or 45 minutes to kind of decompress. I've been working really late hours on the computer, and so I usually take, you know, I collapse, watch some Netflix, and knit 3 of these rows. And you know, there's been a few little gifts that help with that. Like I realized my brother had sent me this really thoughtful gift 2 Christmases ago that I never really engaged with, which was, you know, one of those little file folders for knitters that has like a magnetic ruler on it, and you know, that allows you to put your chart and just kind of prop it up. And I discovered it, and I have this, and it's wonderful. It's making all the difference. So I can put on some Netflix, I can, you know, prop up my chart, and I can deal with all the yarn management that I have to do. I can't really, this isn't really a portable project, so it kind of just lives by my bed. And honestly, it's like I'm a 19th century literary heroine knitting in bed like an invalid. That's how tired I feel at the end of my day. And gosh, kudos to those women in the past, because I feel very much like, wow, having to create Fair Isle knitting while also moving around the house and taking care of kids and, you know, having your whole livelihood depend upon it. Like, ooh, I really am respecting that tradition a lot. I've been, I checked out a book about Fair Isle from the library. So, you know, when I need to like put down the knitting and spend 5 minutes before I fall asleep, I read a few pages out of that book and it really helps keep things in perspective. So yeah, that's what I'm working on. A lot of random hats that I've been frogging because they don't quite work. I need something that's lightweight. I have a lot of anxiety in Zoom meetings, so I really do want something to knit during them. So maybe a really simple sock is the answer. I've also been craving like a just a giant garter shawl, or even like a crochet blanket. Like I just, you know, when work gets really stressful, I find I don't really knit, but I do a lot of Ravelry, procrastinating. Yeah, so trying to keep all that at bay, trying to be really gentle with myself, and trying to, you know, make slow and steady progress. So I think I'll end there. I just wanted to get back on, say hi, say I hope you're well. I hope that, you're having a really good start to the new year of 2022, and I hope that your knitting is really going well. Yeah, I'm sending you good thoughts. I hope you have beautiful, beautiful materials to work with. And thanks for your patience. And I'm still hanging in here when I am less regular with the podcasting. I hope to get back into the rhythm soon. Okay, take care.